1 Samuel chapter 25. And Samuel died. And all the Israelites were gathered together, and cried for him, and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose, and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep, and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal. Fool. And the name of his wife Abigail. Source of joy. And she was a woman of good understanding, and of a beautiful appearance, but the man was cruel and evil in things he did. And he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Get yourselves up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And so you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, may peace be both to you, and to your house, and peace be to all that you have. And now I have heard that you have shearers. Now your shepherds who were with us, we have not harmed, neither was there anything missing from them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore let the young men find favor in your eyes. Because we come in a good day. I ask you to give, whatever comes to your hand to your servants, and to your son David." And when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants, and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away from their master. Shall I then take my bread, and my water, and my meat that I have killed for my shearers, and give it to men, whom I do not know where they are from?" So David's young men returned, and came and told him all that Nabal said. And David said to his men, "Let every man put on his sword." And every man put on his sword. And David also put on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 stayed by their stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Indeed, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to greet our master, and he cursed at them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, neither have we missed anything, as long as we were friendly with them, when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what you will do. Because evil is determined against our master, and against all his household, because he is such a son of Belial. Wickedness. That a man cannot speak to him." Then Abigail rose up quickly, and took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on donkeys. And she said to her servants, "Go on before me. Indeed, I am coming after you." But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the donkey, that she came down by the hidden path ravine of the hill, and David and his men came down in front of her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain I have kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belonged to him. And he has repaid me evil for good. So and more also may God do to the enemies of David, if I leave any males of all that belongs to him by the morning light." And when Abigail saw David, she quickly climbed off the donkey, and fell before David on her face, and bowed herself to the ground. And fell at his feet, and said, "Upon me, my lord, upon me let this sin be. And I beg you let your handmaid speak in your hearing, and hear the words of your handmaid. I ask you, do not let not my lord, regard this man of Belial wickedness. Even Nabal. Fool. Because as his name is, so is he. Nabal. Fool. Is his name, and folly is with him. But I your handmaid did not see the young men of my lord, whom you sent. Now therefore, my lord, as the Lord Jehovah lives, and as your soul lives, since the Lord Jehovah has withheld you from coming to shed blood, and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now let your enemies, and those who seek evil to my lord, be as Nabal. And now this blessing which your handmaid has brought to my lord, let it even be given to the young men who follow my lord. I beg you, forgive the sin of your handmaid. Because the Lord Jehovah will certainly make my lord a sure house, because my lord fights the battles of the Lord Jehovah, and evil has not been found in you all your days. Yet a man has risen to pursue you, and to seek your soul. But the soul of my lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord Jehovah, your God. And the souls of your enemies, these he shall sling out, as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord Jehovah shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and shall have appointed you ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord, either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord Jehovah shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember your handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed is the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, who have kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with my own hand. Because as surely, as the Lord Jehovah God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, if you had not quickly come to meet me, surely there would not have been left to Nabal any male by the morning light. So David received of her hand that which she had brought to him, and said to her, Go up in peace to your house. I have listened to your voice, and have accepted your person. And Abigail came to Nabal. And, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king, and Nabal's heart was merry within him, because he was very drunken, therefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days later, that the Lord Jehovah struck Nabal, that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed is the Lord Jehovah who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and has kept his servant from evil. Because the Lord Jehovah has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail, to take her to himself for a wife. And when the servants of David had come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David sent us to you, to take you to himself for a wife. And she arose, and bowed herself on her face to the earth, and said, Look. Let your handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail quickly arose, and rode upon a donkey, with 5 young women of hers went with her. And she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and both of them became his wives. But Saul had given Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Phalti the son of Laish, who was of Galim.